This is the 13th Mishnah in the third Perek. Yada Tefach, the handle of the whip, the strap which is used for the Malkos, should be a Tefach. This is a Tefach right here, a fist. Virachba Tefach, and the very thick, the whip itself, should be the width of a Tefach. Virosha Magas al Pikreso, instead of adjustable length, so that the whip can come down to the midsection, the abdomen of the individual who's getting Malkos. Malkos o shlish milfanav, so one-third of the Malkos, let's say if the person was estimated to be able to sustain 27 lashes, so 9 of them would be in the front, u'shtei yados mil achrav, and 18 total would be on each shoulder, in the back, the shoulder blade. Now, of course, that's not, you know, that's the aggregate, but it would be done, in units of three. So you'd go in front and back. And then again, the distinction would be that if, as we pointed out yesterday, if the doctor calls it off and says this guy is not going to survive, so, you wouldn't get to 9 in the front and 18 in the back, but you'd have some lower multiple. The person is sort of diagonal. So this is interesting. Those people who play tennis are aware of this. You can actually generate more power with one hand than with two hands. But it's interesting. The whip should be lifted with two hands. So the whip is lifted with two hands. And then since the Pasuk says, even though in the formation in the Pasuk, the Torah is warning, it sounds like something you shouldn't do. But means that you lift it up with two hands, and then you come down with maximum force, crashing down. Remember, the force of gravity is also a factor here, because as we talked about, the Evan, which is Mila Achorav, the stone upon which the Chazan HaKnesses, the Shliach Bezdin, is going to stand to be able to administer the Malkos, so that also increases the force of the Malkos. While this is going on, Mishnah Yadalid, so the three members of the Beis Din who are administering the Malkos, Machlokis, the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, if you really hold that Malkos is Medina Nefashos, Rabbi Shmuel Shita is Malkos Makomisa Omedes, means that you need a Beis Din of Esrim Vishalosh. We don't pass in that way, but that already is a very important thought. So the three Dayanim each have a role here. So the senior Dayan, Hagadol Sheba Dayanim, is the one who reads the Psukim, Mimlo Sishmar Lasos, is Koha Mitzvah Hazos, Fiflashem, Es Makos Chav, Es Makos Zarecha, write appropriate Psukim from the context of the Tochacha, that God will make the Makos that you suffer very, very great. Vechosu Lutzchilas HaMikro, Ushmartem, Es Divri HaBris Hazos, Vechosim, Vehu Rachum, the Pasuk and Tilam, Yechad, Peravom, Lo Yashchiz, Rebalash, Yubalir, Kochomaso. So, while this is going on, you're not just beating this guy to a pulp, but it's meant to be a spiritual experience. It's meant to, I don't know if the person would describe it that way, it's a spiritual experience, but in concept it's supposed to be that way. So the idea is that, you know, the Gadol Shebedayanim is reading these psukim, and he's making it clear that the person isn't just being beaten because we're aggressive and violent people. The person is suffering the consequences of violating the Torah. Yimeis tachas yado, as we noted, pater, hosif lo od, Ritzua achas v'meis, if he, you know, added on one extra lash, v'meis hareza gola al yado. So that would be in a situation where, again, there was some kind of a shkag. Obviously, if he did it on purpose, if the guy was, let's say, mu'umad to receive 18 lashes, and he starts giving him a 19th and a 20th, and he does it on purpose, he kills him. So that's not ratzeach b'shkaga. That's much worse than that. But assuming that there was a mistake, and we'll go into the process in a second of how we try to avoid mistakes. Anyway, the pasuk says v'nikla achicha leinecha, that once he's been denigrated in such a fashion, so he's restored. It's a beautiful lashon in Chazal where it says kol hayom kiro so rasha, that he's referred to as a wicked person the whole time, v'hayom bin hakosa rasha, and all of a sudden he's achicha v'nikla achicha leinecha. That once he suffers the Malkos, so then he's rehabilitated. That's one of the meanings, by the way, of Malkos Makomiso Medes, is that it's like a rebirth. It's a kekatan hanola dami in a certain sense. He's given a fresh slate. Hareu ke achicha, achicha b'torah b'mitzvos. This is kalkel. So that doesn't only have to be through the process of getting Malkos, but if he's denigrated in another way, let's say, ben berei, ben b'mayim, pater, Rabbi Yehuda, omer, ish berei, ish b'mayim. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda in this regard, but if he suffers denigration, it's from the fear you know, the person soils themselves, so they'll be out of, they'll have a patur. So I mentioned before that each of the dayanim has a role. This isn't explicitly stated in the Mishnah, but just to explain what each of the dayanim is doing. So the gadol sheba dayanim, so he's reciting these psukim. So what are the other two guys doing? So one of the guys is actually counting them out, which might seem trivial, but it's actually a very important role. Because if the guy was, let's say, estimated by the competent physicians to be able to sustain 12, you really don't want to do 13, because that really is dina nefashos. So one guy is just, his job is to count. 1, 2, 3, 4. The third, it actually has to give permission on each and every lash. Very fascinating. So the shliach bezdin doesn't have a matir, he doesn't have a right to lash the individual who's going to be receiving the malkos until the bezdin tells him. But you would think that's just on the institution of malkos. So let's say he's mechuyev of 39 malkos. So they can tell him hakei. But actually, there's a lumdus here that you need a dayan to say hakei each and every time. So that's not just a mathematical point that we're looking to make sure that you don't go above 18 or 21 or 24, whatever multiple of three. But it's interesting, when the Rambam formulates the mitzvah of shoftim v'shotim, the sefer mitzvos, you know, you could have easily separated them into two distinct mitzvos. In fact, the Torah Tmima asks that kasha and the Rambam, why don't you count them as two separate mitzvahs? The Rambam, if you look at the sefer mitzvos, kofayin vav, so he integrates them, and he says, the shotim chol ma'aseihem al pi adayanim. Everything they do is al pi adayanim. So one of the outer boundaries of that idea, one of the ways to test that idea, is this halacha, that each and every one of the malkos has to be al pi hadayanim, hakei, hakei, hakei. So that third dayan is also doing something very important. And in that way, the mitzvah is performed. Again, this isn't a pleasant experience, I don't mean it that way, but it is a kind of a rachmanis, right? Remember, by Bnei Noach, we say, as haras and zoi misasad, if they violate any of their seven mitzvot, so they're not given the opportunity of malkos. They're chayiv misa, that's it. So the idea that there is malkos, which, again, from our point of view, it might sound very harsh, but the idea that there's malkos is an opportunity for a person to go through a very unpleasant experience, clearly, makah rabah, but to v'nikla achicha leinecha kol yom kiro so akasav rasha v'reu achicha, person can experience kind of a new lease on life, having gone through, you know, this experience, and he transforms from v'hayoyim bin hakos harasha to achicha, to somebody who we're willing to look at in a completely new light. So malkos, as much as it's punitive, there's also a restorative component to it.